Whether it's Grammarly trying to make us better writers or Netflix suggesting shows we might like based on our viewing habits, artificial intelligence is already all around us. But what about AI in our mouths? Could AI be used to provide higher quality orthodontic care to patients and help doctors grow their practice and maximize efficiency by reducing needed chair time? That's exactly what we're talking about on today's show, so stay with us. Welcome to another episode of Ortho Thrive. I'm your host, Richie Gerzon. Philippe Sala is a graduate of the prestigious Ecole Polytechnique in Paris, France, with a PhD in biophysics. He fell in love with orthodontics early in his career and is considered a pioneer in artificial intelligence. As a creator and CEO of Dental Monitoring, the world's first AI-based system for treatment monitoring, practice management, and patient communication. Philippe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richie. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
So I'd love to just hear a little bit about you. Could you just give us a brief overview of your career in orthodontics?
Oh, yes. So first of all, I'm not a doctor. I'm a PhD graduate in biophysics, which in fact is not so far in from the orthodontic industry. We are speaking about biomechanics in general. But I did not know nothing before falling in love. I met an orthodontist in 2008 for the first time as he became my partner. I met him and he speak to me about his environment, which I found absolutely phenomenal for me. It's an environment which basically mixed exactly everything I wanted to have in my career. Serve patients, provide them things that really matter for them, a smile. Come on, let's be honest, it's very important. Second, you don't really take risk in reality. It's not like you are not a cardiac surgeon or something like this. So you're not going in the big trouble. Third, technology was nowhere at that time. When I started in orthodontics, Invisalign was not really there. 3Shape was not very really there. There were few technology, and for me as an engineer, I felt like, come on, this is the exact space I want. There is a lack of technology. There is a really service to patient, and you don't really take risk. You just have opportunities. What is the best? So I really fall in love with this guy, and we decided to work on a project which was lingual orthodontics. I don't know if you are very familiar with it, I suppose. At that time, there were only one big lingual orthodontic solution around the globe, which was Incognito.
Yes, okay.
And we felt that the solution was really far from being very efficient for the doctor and comfortable for the patient. So we worked a lot on this and deliver a really upgraded solution for the ortho industry. It has been a pretty great success. And then based on this, on this first learning where I was really working in clinics a lot and I was developing a complete manufacturing plan and so on, I realized that the problem, the concept of orthodontic have a problem. And the problem is you do something inside the clinic, but in reality, the treatment is happening in between the appointment. The action, the movement, what you want is happening in between the appointment. So the most important moment is nearly in between the appointment, not at the appointment. And there were no way to really have a vision of it. And it's how came this idea of dental monitoring, if we could give access to the doctor of what is happening in between appointment, then there is a complete new world which is possible.
Interesting. So that's really how the idea began.
Yes.
Was just trying to address this time in between appointments. That makes a lot of sense. So can you tell us about the artificial intelligence? I mean, AI is all over the news. I'm always reading about it in my feed. How are you applying AI to the solution?
You know, it's in fact, why AI? Because, you know, AI is, it's trendy, whatever. We don't care about this. We don't care about being trendy. We care about being efficient, being relevant for our doctors. It's, you can't ask to your doctor on a weekly basis, as we provide pictures and we provide data, you can't ask them to work on every single patient every single week, mm-hmm. which is the complete concept of a monitoring. The complete concept of a monitoring is you have a close eye on every single of your patient constantly to avoid any problem or to adapt your treatment.
That makes sense.
To adapt everything, your communication and so on, based on what is happening. And you can't ask to every of your doctors every week to look at it. So we needed to assist the doctor. And this is very important, this word. It's not replacing the doctor. It's really assisting the doctor in triaging what is going to be important to look. So really the doctor on our system will parameter set up the solution that, okay, I'm concerned about the hygiene. I want the hygiene to be my top focus on this patient. I want the aligner treatment to be completely driven, and change of aligner should be only when I want this to happen, not when the patient wants to change his aligner. Yeah. I want to be alerted when a broken bracket is happening, because if there is a broken bracket, I know that there is side effect that will impact the convenience of the treatment and the profitability and everything. So this is impossible for a human to do it on every single patient.
Yeah, you're talking hundreds of possibly thousands of patients. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And our biggest customers have more than 100,000 customers. We are working with groups which have more than 100,000 customers. So it's not even possible to imagine this. So we needed then to develop AI. And so we have been lucky to access a tremendous number of data, because the first years we just delivered the app to our customers, and we were working on the data that they were giving us and giving us and giving us, and helping to develop the product. We work with a pretty big group of orthodontists, which most of them have invested into dental monitoring and early rounds.
Yeah.
And we have built from this database the necessary artificial intelligence to do true remote monitoring.
That's amazing. How long did it take you to get all the data and then turn it into something an AI could monitor for the doctors?
I built the company early 2014. So, and we really launched the product 2016, 17, I would say 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, 2 to 3 years of data. Yeah, that's plenty. It's amazing. So the process before all this was the doctor only would see the status of the patient when they came back to the office and they evaluated them?
No, the process at that time, before we were really at scale, it was the patient was scanning with a very prehistoric way of DM. It was a first version. It was very, very difficult. One picture, like it was very, very archaic.
Difficult
for the patient. And this picture was presented to the doctor. Every single picture was presented to the doctor. And the doctor, because they were partners, were basically annotating this picture, telling us, oh, there is a problem here, there is a problem here. And we have built at that time a very significant team of what we call clickers and validators, which basically review every single pictures to build the knowledge base. And
yes,
it's been a pretty big work, and it's still ongoing, because we are every single year adding features and sets, data sets, and so on. So there is a
So it's getting smarter and smarter all the time.
Smarter and smarter based on our client needs.
So, well, this is a great solution for the last year with all, how virtual everyone's been forced to become, whether they liked it or not.
lots of people tell me, "Ah, you are one of these lucky guys of the COVID." Yes, I can't say the opposite. We have been growing tremendously during the COVID period, but and this is really demonstrated by our journey. The success was even prior COVID. I think we have been successful at the moment we have solved the problem of taking pictures, intraoral pictures. It's why we have developed a specific device to help patients to take a photo, because otherwise, if you've got a gimmicky thing or something which is not compatible with every smartphone in every condition and so on, you can't rely on it. You can do this with few patients, but you will have most of your patients which will be suffering, and you don't want this. So the day we could solve the problem of garbage in, garbage out means good data bring good results, then at that moment we really worked very well.
That makes sense.
And this was beginning of 2018, I think it was really the moment where we blew up in terms of numbers.
So for those that don't know, can you kind of walk us through the process, how the scan works, what the journey of the patient looks like when their doctor has this device and technology?
So historically, we have one major product, which is dental monitoring, which is a remote monitoring solution for patient in between treatment. But we say to ourselves, why we don't leverage all this technology and put it even at other moment of the patient journey? And so we have, based on this technology, we have created three products, and because we felt that the technology was so strong already on the remote monitoring that we can leverage it for other part of the patient journey. So the second product that we have created, his name is SmileMate. SmileMate is really a patient acquisition tool. Okay. You don't know your patient. You are doing digital marketing, or you are receiving calls from your patient, and you need to triage them in a way, because you don't want to have shoppers in your practice.
Yes.
Them very optimized. It's really the purpose of SmileMate. So SmileMate is, you have a digital campaign, you receive a link as a patient. This link put you in a dedicated platform customized to the clinic branding, and the patient take few shots of their mouth, and then we deliver a first report to the doctor, and this report is, doctor has basically just to click and accept if he feel that it's okay for him. Where we have identified all the key elements of the dental situation of the patient, means not only orthodontics, by the way, where we look about the parodont, about the teeth alignment for orthodontics, about the gingival problems and so on. And we give this snapshot view to the doctor with, okay, this patient is ranked that level, and it based on this ranking, the doctor can set a library of treatment which will obviously correspond to what has been detected inside the mouth. So automatically we then build a report back that the doctor can decide to share with the patient.
Oh, wow.
A very comprehensive solution where basically patient take a scan, few minute later, like literally the doctor have a vision of what is happening inside the mouth of the patient, completely detailed. Treatment options are already pre-selected based on what has been detected and ready to share. And then the patient is getting back the report with opportunity to do a video call if they want, because we have embedded video calls.
Also, the patient's getting back this personal report. That's
only if the doctor wants it.
Yes, okay.
Because everything is driven by doctor, okay?
Of course.
Doctor or staff or a treatment coordinator, whatever the doctor put as the gateway to the patient at that moment. And so the patient receive an opportunity to see already what are the pre-screening done by the doctor, and opportunities to book into a calendar for online booking, or to book for an online consultation, virtual call, or just a quick call or WhatsApp, whatever they want then to proceed to go to the actual in-visit start. But okay, we don't want the patient comes to your clinic without you have a very good confidence that it will start. So at that moment, the patient, you want to even help him to be convinced that it's good for him to do an ortho treatment. So you can add a second product that we have, which is, the name is Vision.
Okay.
As the name speak, it gives the opportunity to the patient to see what are the result, possible result that the doctor can do with your actual malocclusion. And this, we do this in a, I would say, in a very transparent, super photorealistic way. And on the top of it, we display the modality of treatment. Means we don't just say, okay, this is your setup, looks what your setup looks like, your smile looks like. No, the smile looks like this. But if you take this choice of braces, your smile during the treatment will look like this with braces.
Ah.
And even with O-ring in colors or in self-ligation, or obviously with aligners or with ceramic bracket, etc. So you can really, as a doctor, design what you want to display because it's your preferred choice.
Yeah.
And show it to the patient. So now the patient really see what is the result expected. Of course, it's an AI-generated result. So please, doctor, don't say this is absolutely the result.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is the direction we want to go, okay? And on the top of it, you want to see your face now. If we start a treatment in like an hour, your braces.
Oh, you'll get to see what you look like with the braces, or that makes sense.
Super photorealistic, like you can't guess. I send you like even the solution when you've got very crowded space. The AI is so clever that in certain situation you will see the bend into the wire. You will see a spring. You will see like it's.
That is pretty amazing. I mean, that makes me think of all this deep fake stuff I'm seeing on social media. The technology has become incredible. I mean,
it's exactly
this. It's a great application for it.
Yeah. And so now the doctor, the patient is, and you can decide to not show this to the patient, of course. It's completely your settings, okay? And then the patient normally, when he sees beautiful face with new upgraded smile, come on, I want this to myself.
Yeah. It definitely should help closing the conversion. Yeah,
closing. It's absolutely help closing. So then when the patient arrives to the clinic, they go to the next level, which is really the remote monitoring, and where you can say to your patient, you know what? I will see you just every week because I care about your smile. I care about you, and I want to see you every week. So for your convenience, obviously, I will not see you at the clinic every week. I will see you through a remote solution that will help me to drive your treatment appropriately, that I'm sure any trouble is captured early enough, that we don't go in the wrong direction, that any of your question can be directly through the communication system embedded into the app, driven to the doctor, that I can send you picture back with annotated drawings on your smile or advice or rewards and stuff, lots of things already directly embedded into this very, very complete app and solution that will really make the patient daily your patient. You're really the doc in the park now.
Yeah, we just visited one of our clients in Colorado, Dr. Milner, and she uses dental monitoring. And so we're putting together our strategy for 2021. And, you know, one of the differentiators is that you don't necessarily have to come into the clinic as much, and potentially your treatment could go faster than it normally would because you're identifying these issues more quickly and you can fix them. So, you know, isn't going by without addressing stuff that needs to be addressed.
It's exactly this, Richie. It's just, you know, it's obvious. Is when you understand, when you start to use it, you really truly understand. It's how we were doing before. It's, do I need to see my patient on a 4-week, 6-week, 8-week base just to make a quick check and say good or not good?
Yeah.
Both are not good. To see a patient just to say good, what for?
Like exactly. It's a wasted visit.
And you disturb your clinic. Not good? It's too late. Why you didn't tell
me? Yeah. How long has it been not good? Yeah, that's true.
It's too late. It's not when you arrive to the traffic jam that you say thanks to your GPS. It's when your GPS have avoid the traffic jam that you say, oh, I'm lucky to have a GPS. It's exactly this. Okay. So then what happened? You really enter in this new world of orthodontics where it's you see your patient when needed. When needed. If you need to see them more because they are disaster, you see them more because they are disaster. But the overall, the bottom line is you see them far less and they are super happy.
Do you have any idea of how much chair time is on average is reduced for the doctor, for the patients? Is there any stats there yet?
Yes, we have, now I think we have reached just in December or November, we have reached more than 500,000 patients on the platform being monitored. So we start to have data. This depends on the doctor, really, on the doctor.
Of course.
I think so. Let me give you some scenario.
Okay.
If you are a doctor with the let's say the envy to go for it, and then it means that you really decide to book your appointments based on what you see on the system, based on your virtual evaluation, regular virtual evaluation of your patient, then you can book them in. Then on all this cohort of doctors, the average number of visits is between 5 to 7 for complete treatment.
Okay.
Which is astonishing. It's nothing come close to this. If now your regular practice, which most of the doctor, we start like this, we start as to build the confidence on the product, to build the confidence on the stability, on the robustness, on the adoption by patient, etc. You very quickly extend your period of appointment between two appointments. Why? Because you now know that you have these multiple checkpoints in between your appointments. So
absolutely.
In your mind, you are saying, oh, maybe there is a trouble coming in 8 weeks. So I would better see this patient in 8 weeks. Now that you have in mind this, I have these checkpoints very regular and I know the system will alert me and so on. I will be able now to adapt more my calendar, my visibility on creating virtual consultation and do this to avoid to make them come for nothing. And so for this type of doctor, we are between 9 and 10 visits for a full treatment. But I'm not speaking about short treatment. I'm speaking about I'm giving you stats on comprehensive treatment, all in, like the traditional 18 months to 24 months. Normally.
But I mean, you could potentially just be on demand appointments if you want to do that. Yeah.
It's what we AOD, it's what appointment on demand. It's what we have really built. And basically, we're very pleased to say this, but even shortly, doctors will be able to add a new options inside the system, which will allow them to put goals. I want, if this happen, like if your class 2 is corrected, I want this to happen. If your midline correction is happened, I want this. If this or this event happen, I want this reaction from the system. I want this reaction from my staff. I want this from,
that's interesting.
From the patient. And this go from example, oh, you have reached aligner number 8. It's time to go to do your stripping, or you have reached mid treatment, because we know that you have 40 aligners, for example, and you are aligner 20. You receive gradings from your system. So you see, on the top of being a clinical tool, assisting the doctor, helping the doctor. We also are a very strong engagement and compliance and marketing tool, because lots of doctors, on the top of helping their flow, help their communication, adding some video into it. I give you an example of doctors presenting a new staff member to the patient. Oh, we are very pleased to welcome Tracy to our team, and up the patient receive a message inside the app, and Tracy speaks into the app through a little video. It just cool, you know. It's just give more life to the practice.
Oh yeah, it's gonna have a perfect open rate, of course, compared to email, because it's through the app.
It's 100%. It's an app.
As long as you don't abuse it, it's like text message. It's very powerful. That's interesting. Yeah. So do you guys have any competition right now, and how are you different from them if you do?
Oh, we love competition.
Yeah.
Oh, we love competition. Why?
That's good. That's a good love competition.
Please compete. Please come on, guys. Be strong. You know why? Because more there is competitors, more it's validating the field.
Yes, I see.
And a second point, which is, so it's validating the field. So there is even more marketing about, you're not doing remote monitoring. Are you crazy? You're not doing remote monitoring. You should be, look, I'm using this technology, whatever. But before, we were on a concept sale. No, we were trying to convince doctor that it's a necessity for the practice.
I know, I feel your pain. I remember trying to convince people 15 years ago that Facebook was important in their marketing, and they thought I was crazy. I know the feeling. Okay.
Exactly. Before for us, it was a concept sale. Now it's a comparative sale.
Yes.
Like, come on this game, comparative sale. We are 5 years in front of everyone. We've got the more advanced platform on the remote monitoring by far. So
by far, yes, that makes sense. I mean, I was just reading, they said, I mean, AI is really all about how much data you have to feed it. That's what makes it better and smarter. So if you're ahead of the curve on getting the data, then you have a distinct advantage.
And we are producing so much feature regularly that, you know, I don't know how many people are working now at DM, 360 people. Like, their only dedication is to create new product.
Wow.
We create only new product. We, I have a kind of deal with my team is, yeah, DM will always be the one who create the trend.
Nice.
Means we don't feel that we need to take a new idea of someone and to do it. It's not needed. It's the field that we have in front of us, of the need from the doctor, the need from the patient, accelerated by the world change and transition. It's enormous. It's like in the 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, when we all realized that aligners will be the big thing for treatment. I think everybody understands that now telehealth in general will be the big thing globally in health. And so being the leader, being the apple of it, I pray that there is competition, because it's giving credibility of this industry. It's giving the envy of every doctor of using remote monitoring. At one point, you will be put in face of DM, and then you make your comparison. And doctor, why Invisalign? Why big brands are the one who win? Because they are, in some way, more advanced.
Ah, that makes sense. So from the patient's point of view, besides the on-demand, like going to the doctor less, are there any big differentiators you think your product and service are giving to the doctors that patients are really, you know, find valuable?
I think the fact that you can truly, not the marketing aspect, but you can truly demonstrate to your patient that they really, you value their time, and they come really when needed. it's a key thing, because nobody, especially actually, want to go to an office or to a doctor or to meet people. Okay, they are very reluctant, and this is we don't see this in US. We see this everywhere.
That's interesting, to the global point of view, because I do obviously see that in the US. I mean, everyone's becoming less social, ironically.
Yeah, you see it everywhere. Look in our office in Paris, in the headquarters in Paris, we've got 150 people. Today there is 20 people, because we have given the choice to our staff to stay at home.
Yeah,
and decided to stay. So this critical aspect, I think, is a differentiating factor for doctors. You come to my office because you want to have a nicer smile. This doesn't change and will not change. They will still want to improve their life. But in my office, I will deliver you the smile that you want. And on the top of it, I have the ability to deliver you the experience that you want. If you want to see me in the traditional way and come every 4 weeks, and as we see very often in some Asian market, come every 4 weeks. If you want to come, if you want to come every 6 months, be aware that we have a system all along the way. Whatever your frequency, we will adapt it based on the fact that we remote monitoring you.
Oh, so you're empowering the patients to do it kind of the way they want to.
Yes, we've got illustration where doctor now charge more if the patient don't want dental monitoring. Why? Because it just works more.
They're making the office less efficient, of course, right? That makes sense. They're costing the doctor money.
Yeah, you're costing the doctor money. And so we have a joke.
Yeah.
We always say the price of your PPE is covering the price of DM.
Yes, that's true. That's a good way to put it.
10 visits. I'm not speaking about the production efficiency on the top of it. Just the price of PPE that you save covers the price of DM.
That's probably very true. So we've seen a device, and it is, when I saw it in use, when I was seeing it with Dr. Milner's office, it looked like you're sort of gamifying orthodontics a little bit. Do you think of it like that at all? Do you feel like younger patients are interested in it more? Is that something you ever talk about?
Yeah, you know, it's the first time when the design team came with it, after the engineering team came with what we call the working prototype before design, just the feature are there, but the design isn't there. We really thought about a VR headset, virtual reality headset for teeth, and this make us think, oh, this is a good move, because VR is a big move for the video industry, and so to have this representation was a cool thing. On the top of it, being an AI, a true AI company, was really inside this inspiration to say to doctor, you know, accept the change. Artificial intelligence, augmented reality, digital communications are the tool of today. Don't think that they are the tool of tomorrow. They
absolutely are. It does feel like the tool of tomorrow. I could see, if you're not in it like you are, it would feel so futuristic. But
they are the tool of today. They are truly providing value to your offices.
So let's talk about the financial benefits for the doctors of using dental monitoring. Let's go through that argument, because I think it's obvious, but it might not be to someone who's new to it.
So of course, again, your argument will be depending on how your practice is working. If you've got tons of free space in your practice and you are not looking for optimization, which should never be the case.
Yes, of course.
But if you don't have every of your chair full with somebody, you should be spending time to make marketing, to do something to grow your clinic. So it's always good to have time out of the chair.
Yeah.
Now, if you have too much people on your chair, you want even more patients. So make free up of your chair a lot. So first aspect is taking out a very significant part of your chair time. And this is obvious, you understand. You see your patient when needed, so you see them when you need to truly change a wire, you need to see them only when refinement, for example, et cetera, et cetera. So really, you save tons of time. Second, marketing differentiator. When you've got more leads, because people are speaking about it, we have an... Please, the auditors, go for it. We have one of our doc, his name is the TikTok doc. He went on TikTok and started to post and stuff. Believe me or not, just go for it. 1 million subscriber. I don't think there is any dentist or orthodontist on the planet who have on any social media 1 million subscribers.
Yeah, that's amazing. And when you have that sort of power, we have a few clients that have, 20,000 contacts in their database. I mean, that makes a huge difference because, there's some newspapers in town that don't have that.
So, but when you have 1 million subscribers.
Yes, 1 million is outrageous.
On your social media, just why? Because you're the guy, you're cool, you understand the behavior of your patient, you play with them, you deliver the experience. Everything is around experience that the patient wants. So if you deliver the experience that they want, you get more patient, you get a better ROI.
I think that's a good way to look at it. It's all about the experience. I mean, that is so true, especially right now, because people want to have those great experiences.
They want it.
They're contrasting it to being possibly stuck in their house or whatever's going on where they live.
On every market that we address, we've got an app on the stores, Google Store, App Store, and every single country have a ranking. Star system, like a patient.
Oh, of the app, yeah.
I don't think that there is any country where we don't have 5-star. I don't think that there is any country on the planet where we don't have at least 5, 10, 20,000 reviews saying that we are great because the patient just love it. They want it. I really advise if doctors wants to know what the patients think, go to the review and read the comment. Read the comment from every age, what they really say. So the other value that we bring is, and again, this is common sense, but this is happening when you go in this. When you have a treatment where basically you intercept problem early, where you capture problem early.
Yes.
You don't let the treatment go off, right? So globally, you're reducing the treatment time. You are globally reducing the treatment time significantly because from a treatment with aligner where you have, 24 months, very easily you will reduce by 6 months just because you will reduce the not really the number of refinement, but the size of the refinement. And this is very important to understand. When now you do refinement with DM, very, very rarely you have to do a refinement where you need to again reboot and reset with 30 aligners. You will reset what we call a finishing, like few aligners that really are fine-tuning your smile, rebooting the treatment. And so because of that, even if you do one refinement, this refinement is so small, then your treatment time is just better. And this is a core asset for your practice. You are delivering shorter treatment, so your costs are lower and your experience is better.
So you could potentially, from the patient's point of view, have less pain during the treatment time because they're doing less dramatic changes in their mouth.
So I don't have any data about the pain, and we did not have, I think, thank you for giving me this idea and giving us this idea. We should do because we very often do survey and try to get the best feedback from our patient and doctors to upgrade the product. But I think yes, one of the questions that we ask is rate your pain depending on the phase of the treatment, and maybe we'll see differentiating factor depending on the settings that there is on the app.
Yeah.
The last aspect where I think we we have a big interaction, a big influence on the positive influence on the practice, is global ISO compliance, because we watch you guys.
Yeah,
you know, we are constantly with the patient. So every single week they receive a pop-up message saying, "Yeah, it's time that your doctor wants to see you." And boom, they take a scan and they receive a report, and the report is telling them, "Oh, your hygiene is not perfect. You know, you better wash your teeth better." And blah, they receive a little video, a little message, customized message by the doctor or whatever. All this pre-parameter into the system by the doctor, so the doctor don't actually need to always do it.
Yeah, that's nice.
And or if they are not, for example, I'll give you an example. If class two correction, this is eternal problem, is my patient wearing the elastic? If as a doctor, you see that you don't see any evolution in the class two, you look at the, because you can see it on DM, what do you do? You ping the message, you ping the patient. Are you sure you're wearing your elastic, guys?
Ah, yes.
Compliance, it's all about this. And when compliance for aligners, lots of our customers, our patients are kids. Why? Because I think aligners has always been a kind no for kids, because not because of the technology. Aligners work for kids. It's just because parents and doctors were afraid that kids does not wear the aligner.
Absolutely, so, yeah.
Compliance problem. But now, with just a guy, your doctor, through the system, like, hey, where are your aligner? We need to see your smile.
Yeah.
Every single week, or every 4 days if you want.
Yeah.
I want to see your smile. I want to see your smile. You did not scan. Come to the office. We'll check it, etc. This is a forced compliance system. Like, you don't have choice.
That makes sense. Of course, I mean, the result is going to be better as a result of that. You're going to have better reviews from patients because they're going to be happier.
Of course.
That's interesting. Do you think the staff has ever feel threatened because it's so efficient that they feel like there's less valuable, or?
This was one of the question we had very, very early in the concept of DM.
Yeah.
There were two questions from the staff. The first is, does it give me too much work? No, we free up space. So it basically releases you from some of the work, and we are transforming your work. It means that we very often say to the staff, we are slightly changing your job description from being always in the chair to become in-person and virtual assistant of the doctor. You bring, because we always push, you know, on the top of the artificial intelligence, we always push the doctor to add, you know, this little touch that bring the emotion in the communication through dental monitoring. And this is really cool. And this is very often the staff doing it. But you have to understand, this is not possible with no artificial intelligence. To be like this, you can't yourself at that level, at that every single week, every 4 days, writing a message, looking pictures and stuff. It's, doctor can't do this. Staff can't do this. It's why we are delivering this triage system to the doctor. Across your 20 patients scanning today, this one is the one which is a problem. You need to look at it. You need to
focus
on this one single patient which had the problem. Before, they were not seeing the patient. So they were not capturing this single problem happening in this one of over 20 patients.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, we very often say in the medical industry, we don't like surprise. Okay? Why? Because medical needs to be something reliable. When you want something to happen, it better to happen, because otherwise you are in trouble in medical industry. So we don't want to have surprise in treatment. And the orthodontic industry, orthodontic office, is really the world of surprise. Because every time your patient comes, it's a surprise. You never know what is coming. You never know. if the broken aligners, the broken bracket, unfitted aligners, debonding braces, debonding buttons, gingivitis, which are everywhere. You never know. It's always a surprise. And when the patient arrives from a 2-minute appointment that you have booked for a check appointment, it becomes a 40-minute appointment because you have to rebond everything or to rescan or whatever. This is, for me, something that we have to take out from the industry. This is really a past way of seeing things. Maybe it's a bit provocative, but we don't like surprise in DM. We want predictability in treatments.
Yeah, who doesn't want that? Absolutely. No one likes surprise, especially stock market.
Yeah, true.
So I'm assuming there's some sort of increase in cost to the doctor. Do they generally absorb it? Do they just increase their fees? What are you seeing from your clients?
Depends when they use the monitoring. If they use the monitoring during the treatment, most of the time, you know, they absorb it because it's the return on investment. It's a game changer. It's so much a game changer that they don't really question it. And seeing our numbers, I guess it's true. I don't think that people like to give money.
Yeah.
They spend money for a reason. On the retention is different. On the retention part, so post-treatment, lots of our doctors are using DM to create a kind of extra premium service that you are now, you have worked 1 year with us to achieve your great smile. You're very happy. You have spent a fair amount of money and you've suffered a bit. You've been doing lots of effort to get to that point. Me as a doctor, I want to make sure that you keep this investment. I want to make sure that you keep your happiness. And for that, I want to propose you a long-term monitoring solution that will allow us as doctor to see if there is no trouble happening.
Oh, that's interesting.
And this was not really possible before DM, because doctors before DM, they did not want to really manage post-treatment patients because they were only problems. Now they are revenue opportunity. Why?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because you have this control point. So the rules to the patient is, until you take your regular scan, means until I can capture that there is a slight problem happening, I can correct it and avoid a big retreatment or whatever. So you really secure the lifetime of your patient post-treatment, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever the doctor or the patient decide to be monitored. And this, why is a revenue generator? It's not even a cost. It's because they charge for it. And some are charging pretty expensive. You know, they always do. We've got some good doctors, you know, this middle strategy price type of things. So they're all like, you've got the traditional retention for 1 year. You've got one extra visit and your retainer into it. You've got the 3 years retention package where we monitor you. We guarantee your treatment until you take your scan. No problem for 3 years and blah, blah, blah. This is $500-$700.
Yeah.
And we've got our lifetime or 10 years retention package where until you monitor, same story, we'll guarantee that if anything move, we'll give you fewer aligners or fewer fixing strategy that will get you back on track until you take your scan, until we can see that you're still concerned and we can
catch
the problem early enough.
Oh,
and
that's a good idea. It's
far more expensive. So when they present this to the patient, for the kids or for the adult, most of the time, take the middle. So now a retention that doctors were selling $300-$400 are selling more around $800. So it's a pretty nice check to take.
Yeah, absolutely. So you get it. So you have a potential new revenue source and you're gaining obvious efficiencies. So at the end of the day, it's a return on investment. You just have to look a little bit in the long run.
Yeah. For the retention is, it's not really on the long run here. Why? Because you have this product with no risk. If a patient wants to buy it, you sell it. If there is no cost, because you just pay when the patient takes
it. That's true. Yeah.
So you want it, you pay for it. You don't want it, you don't pay for it. You know, it's a, and this is your profitability, us, the cost that we charge to a to a doctor is $10 per month per patient. So it's basically nothing.
Gotcha.
So not much. So they can continue to charge the patient for a long time. And we have another approach with what we call the growth guidance.
Okay.
Because again, the remote monitoring interacts a bit everywhere. You know, lots of doctors in US, it's a pretty big segment of this business. Lots of doctors, when they see a patient, very often the patient is not ready to start. Okay, it's too young, got baby teeth all over the place, needs to have some growth happening. And for that, the problem is on always the question for the doctor, yeah, but if I say to him it's not ready, then this patient might finish to the doctor around the corner. And all this. Now, with DM is pretty simple. Every single patient, ready or not ready, they are a patient. Why? Because if a patient is not ready, what you say, you know, you're not ready, but we put you on monitoring. It's free, or you charge for it.
Yeah.
Of new revenue, charge for it. You take one scan every 3 months. Okay, $10 every 3 months, not a big deal. And we will set the system that it will tell us when your baby teeth are out. We'll set the system when it's time to see you.
Wow.
And this is it's like fixing your patient. Instead of losing a chunk of them to your neighbor, you're keeping them.
Absolutely, that makes a lot of sense.
They are already patient, and you can charge for it if you want. Some do, some don't.
So what would you say to a doctor that's hesitant right now to try these new technologies? What would you tell them?
I would say it's not anymore new.
Okay, that's a good way. It's not new.
It's why you don't get it. if you want to, for me, there it's exactly the same story of doctors very early on, which were saying no aligner, not for me, no, not for me, scanners, not for me, it's remote monitoring, not for me.
Come on. I can't imagine saying scanners, but I guess it's new.
It's a reality. You use our product or another one, huh? I have no problem with this because again, at the end, you would compare. So, but remote monitoring is the way to go for the industry. It's better for your patient. It's truly better for your patient. It's better for your practice. And it's clearly the way to go. It's easy to find us. We've got a representative all across the globe now, and we're pretty. We will deliver you the service that you deserve.
So, what is the if someone's interested? What's the onboarding like? What's the process for that?
Good question. Very good question. So, the onboarding is used to be a big pain.
Yeah.
Because we learn a new industry. So at the beginning, it was really a big, big thing. Now it's much better because we have what we call implementation specialists, which basically work with you to really implement this. So it's now a process where you start, you contact the dental monitoring through your rep or through the website or whatever. And then a virtual call or in-visit practice, whatever you prefer, we present you all the different options. And we try to select with you what is the first thing that you want to improve. You want to start by your aligner treatment. You want to start by your retention. You want to start by your growth guidance. You want to start to fix some problem on your braces or hygiene, whatever. You select a category of patient that you want to fix the problem. You want to really focus on them.
Yeah.
And based on them, you build your experience. But it's not like you pick and choose this patient. Then when you select one category of patient, you need to do all this patient into it. Every new patient inside this category will be monitored. Otherwise, it creates mess. So we really advise you with our implementation specialist, every new patient of a category, you know now there are monitors, the protocol has been slightly changed to adapt to this or tremendously changed, depending on how far you go. And then we help your team with this implementation specialist to to rewrite your protocol or adapt your protocol to this, because again, it's a serious game. So serious game means serious work from our team to help you.
Yeah.
Then when you're confident, more or less after 6 months, you because we ping you very regularly to tell you to ask you if everything okay and so on, you need help and so forth, then you might select a second category, etc. And then you from a first category of patient, you will build your complete practice. And And more or less, most of the doctor, what happened is within a year, they within a year or 18 months, they become full adopters.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we've talked a lot about the actual unit. Is there any other facets of dental monitoring, like for the virtual practice?
Yes, virtual practice? It's the acquisition of patient. At the end of the story, the nerve of this war, it's to get new patient in.
Yeah. Okay?
It's to work with company like you, which basically help to create the trend that the marketing feeds to bring patient into your practice. And this, we have created a tool which really optimize the flow, bring even more value. In this noisy world of digital environment, you need to be more shiny. You need to be more providing more value to the
absolutely consumer, yeah.
And bring them really things they understand. SmileMate is completely designed to this. It's completely designed to. It's not a quick assessment you do I see on certain website. Or is my smile like this? Or is my smile like this? And except and then oh yes, you're compatible.
Yeah.
No, it's take few shots, you receive a comprehensive report, simulation of your smile and stuff. And this is really built into it. The doctor can put pricing, treatment estimation, treatment time, if he wants. If you don't want it, don't do it. It's completely settable by him. And then create a first communication pass to the patient. It's really a way to enforce your digital marketing.
Yeah, so you really have a solution for every point in the buyer's journey. Yes. For these patients.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I think Thurin company has been focusing on the treatment aspect to deliver the full experience, and a company who own a scanner, who own the treatment, have understood that the flow is important. Us, we have decided to really own the complete flow of what is the virtual practice. It's not we want to bring just a piece of software for patient acquisition or a piece of software for some remote monitoring or patient conversion. No, it's or for retention, whatever. We are the complete solution for the virtual practice. And I like to say to new clients, kind of, we give you the key of a new clinic. It's if you were sitting on your very nice clinic, now we give you the opportunity just to open a new clinic with all the benefit and some work of a new clinic, of course, to see more patients, but virtually.
Wow. Do you give any marketing materials to doctors, adopt everything?
Of course. So if they want to connect, we've got pretty talented marketing team now, which was not the case before, but now it's getting better and better. And awesome. So depending on the region, so they might contact the rep and the rep will put them in contact with the local marketing people, and the local marketing people will give them the assets. And if necessary, for certain type of client, we can customize the scan box experience. And we have clients who have a complete customized app. Everything, the experience is customized to the brand of the group, for example.
Awesome.
This works for bigger group, of course, because it has a cost, obviously.
So is there anything on the horizon for DM that we haven't talked about already?
On the horizon is, I really wish that 2021 is better for the world, and still continue to be good as it was for DM in 2020. I believe so. We will in the coming 6 months to a year focus on partnership with big groups, with big corporates to bring this value to PMS software, practice management software.
Yes.
To bring all this value in the complete ecosystem of everyone. We want to stay agnostic. I think it's important that we don't promote an aligner against another aligner, a braces brand against another braces brand, whatever. We believe that being agnostic is even the definition of the monitoring, because if a brand, a treatment brand, is starting to monitor his own treatment, it's equal of faking the result in a way, because you are the judge and the lawyer of the what is happening. So no, us, we want to give this agnostic data to the doctor, and only the doctor choose to react based on what we provide. And so we'll continue to really, really work very strong to build this relation with all these corporate that are coming to us.
Awesome. So if someone's interested, what is the next step for them? What should they do?
Next step, dental-monitoring.com. Contact us, very easy, or I should not do this, but I will. Philippe, Philippe, at dental-monitoring.com. If you want to contact me for any reason, I'll be pleased to answer you. If you're too much people, I will take some time, of course.
Yes.
or my assistant will triage that it goes to the right people inside the team, or contact at dental-monitoring.com. We will have people around you to help you to start. And we wish you the best year.
Well, Philippe, thanks for being on the show. I learned a lot.
Thank you very much, Richie. It was really a great pleasure to come to this show, and I hope to come again and with even more innovation and even more news on dental monitoring.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Bye. Artificial intelligence is everywhere. It's in our lives whether we realize it or not. And it's finally reached orthodontics. And I think Philippe did a great job of explaining how he's using his solution to make AI work for us. It's making practices smarter, a lot more efficient. It's allowing them to grow faster and with their existing team. And it's really making the experience for the patients a lot better, as far as I'm concerned. And I think it's really helping to empower them. All those are very important things that I think could really help your practice and differentiate your practice. Because in 2021, I think all of us should be thinking of how we're differentiating ourselves from the competition. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you have a suggestion for an episode, you can go to orthothrive.com. If you want to contact me directly, go to richard@orthosalesengine.com. Keep grinding, keep thriving, and I'll see you next time.